Hey, you guys, welcome to the Boiling Point Faith and Fire podcast, the show where we stop playing church, we stop playing politics, and stop pretending that the world isn't on fire. This is not your cute Christian podcast. We bring you a little bit of faith with a backbone. We talk about what's really happening, culture, power, government, media, money, nothing's off limits, and we look at it through a lens that actually matters. Truth, discernment, and obedience to God, not comfort. Not clicks, and we're definitely not here for the applause, okay? If you are tired of the watered down faith and loud opinions with no spiritual spine, you are in the right place. Quick side note before we get rolling, I've been getting blown up about my weight loss product that just launched lately, so I'll say it once right here. I did find what you guys have been asking me to find, a solution with no shots, no injections, no stimulants, no jitters, and zero appetite. Same company that does my Omega blood test that a lot of you know and you know I trust. If you want the information, you got to go to brandonlinette.com, sign up for emails. When you get the welcome, just reply with the word Zen. That's it. No pressure, just information. And before we go any further, I do have to cover this, our little legal disclaimer. Views and opinions expressed on the Boiling Point Faith and Fire are our own and therefore informational, educational, and entertainment purposes only. We are not providing medical, legal, or professional advice. We discuss current events, political topics, cultural narratives, personal stories through experience and faith perspective, but we encourage you to do your own research, to think critically, and please consult qualified professionals when it's appropriate in your life. So, now that the grown-up stuff is handled, I want to introduce the man behind the mic over here, my right-hand brain, and absolutely a podcasting machine. Rory is a podcasting coach. He will help you produce your own show. He has 5011 shows of his own, more shows than I have kids, and that's a lot. But he lives and breathes the podcasting world. He's the guy who knows how to turn conversations into movements, and he's going to help you use your microphone for influence and help you with ideas to put ideas into something that people are actually going to listen to. He has worked behind the scenes on countless shows, knows the industry inside and out. So if you are listening to us and you're like, I could totally do a podcast if they could do a podcast, you're 100% right. Okay, so Rory, welcome today. The devil did not want us to have this conversation.
No, not at all. I'm in Indiana, you're in Michigan, and winter has hit us for sure. And for some reason, my internet was just not playing nice today. So I'm actually on my phone right now trying to contribute to this show in some fashion. So, if a lot of folks who are watching the video have never seen me without my headphones on, I realize I look pretty weird. But just bear with it if you can, and hopefully we'll be back on the mic for our next show. But thanks for putting up with me and all my connection issues today.
Yeah, no, it's fine. And I felt like I didn't know if the show was super important today. But when I feel resistance about us recording, I'm like, this is definitely a topic that we need to talk about. So it's really funny what is on my heart to talk about today. And I talked about it on my Facebook page yesterday because once you see truth, like you cannot unsee it. And there is so much public fighting. Like it's staged, it's scripted, it is reality TV for adults who think they're informed. And I'm talking about like all these beefs, like the Nicki Minaj and Cardi B, the Erica Kirk and Candace Owens, like these influencers, they're beefing. They're all beefing. Politicians beefing, commentators beefing. And every week there's a new feud and it's a new villain and it's a new side for you to pick. And this is what gets me because it's a movie. I watch it, I comment. But people are emotionally invested like this is the final playoff game. So everyone's arguing in comment sections and they're stitching clips, they're pulling stuff out of perspective, they're picking teams. Congress is doing shit. Like they approved massive overseas spending package last week when you guys were carrying like tens of billions of dollars at a time, while you guys are so busy worrying about a podcaster and a widow. Americans are There is still an issue with inflation. There is still an issue with debt. There is still an issue with a broken system. But there's no press tour for this. There is no viral outrage. There's no trending hashtag. They just went in and signed. And it's not an accident because you guys are useful idiots. And this is how distraction works. It keeps you emotionally activated. So you cannot be spiritually or financially aware. Keep fighting each other because that's exactly what they've wanted. So nobody's watching the money, nobody's watching the power, and we have dropped the ball on long-term consequences. And do I think every disagreement is fake? Yes. And the ones that amplify the loudest are usually the least important. Circuses. It's a circus. And social media upgrades it. And scripture doesn't warn us about persecution first. It warns us about deception. So if the devil can keep you from putting up podcast shows and keep you entertained and keep you offended and keep you divided, he doesn't need to silence you because you've done it yourself. So I'm saying it's not even about reposting because Rory, I post about this stuff, but there is no emotional investment. And I think that you guys need to really ask yourself, who benefits from me being focused on this? You know who benefits? The people fighting, because everybody's going to go to look for the truth. And for a long time, I've told you guys, I haven't followed Candace Owens. I keep saying I'm going to, and I just have this discernment that stops me every single time. Every single time. There's something there saying, don't do it. Don't fall for it. Don't get pulled in the trap. Because what is the truth? With what I can see, what you guys can see, you need to ask the question, like, what am I not being shown right now? Is this truth or is this just a dopamine hit? The real battle isn't Nicki Minaj versus Cardi B. It's discernment versus distraction, and that makes this a very spiritual battle. And Congress really did pass, okay? We have an annual defense bill. It's a big military bill. It gets passed every single year. Not new, not a surprise. And it is one of the bills that's considered must pass because it covers pay for our guys, equipment, and operations for the US military. So it always passes no matter who's in office. You guys can search on that. But this is what matters to me because not all of this money is going to our military. Yeah, majority of the bill stays here, but I voted for America First and Only. So, yeah, our troops are getting pay raises. They're setting up training, operations, weapon systems, probably aircraft, ships, whatever they need. Cool. Let's focus on military bases and housing and healthcare and let's focus on that. But the problem is, inside this bill, we're giving Ukraine and Israel money again. Hundreds of millions of dollars for their military aid, for their weapons, for their training, for their defense. Israel, of course, here's a few hundred million for joint defense programs. Missile defense programs. That's not US citizens. It's not for our domestic problems. It is not our business. This is still more foreign policy bullshit. This is still part of their global strategy. And you guys know, like, nothing really gets sent where it's supposed to. It says where it's going. So we're benefiting their military in a way that we will never know because they're nothing's made public. Everything's secret. So I'm a little pissed about that. I'm pissed because you guys care so much about people that don't care about you, that you're not caring about who we have in office that's continuing to agree to make other countries our business.
Well said. Very well said.
I'm mad at people.
I mean, yeah, mom's mad.
I want to choke everybody in the comments and in all these feeds. I'm just like, feel like I can feel how angry people get when they're defending a narrative that is scripted. It is like if you and I argue over a movie at the theater, it is absolutely no different. And until you guys understand that we are just watching a movie in a theater, that stuff is not real, you cannot break that emotional connection that has a hold on you.
I could not agree with you more. You and I have different views on Israel, even though we're close, in a lot of ways. But we have a little bit of a different view on Israel. But when it comes to this whole thing you're talking about right now, the money going to Ukraine, we still cannot get an accounting of the money that's already been sent. We have no idea where it went. And every time any rep has the temerity to say, "Hey, I want to see an accounting of this." I mean, Marjorie Taylor Greene tried this back, before when she was still, sort of on the right side of things, and they shouted her down. I mean, you have Republicans and Democrats now that are saying, "No, you don't get to see where, the money's going over in Ukraine. We don't get to see how they spent it." Meanwhile, Zelensky's walking around a brand new mansion. And his wife's driving a brand new car. You got to be kidding me with this stuff. You can't write it. It's so ridiculous. But there are still people with the Ukraine flag on their Facebook profiles, and they have the Ukraine flag out front of their house and everything else, because all they know is what they've been told, that they have to support Ukraine against Russia because Russia is a bad guy. And that's the real problem, is that at the base of all of this, I don't have a problem with supporting, an independent nation against Russia, but I have a problem giving any money to anybody when we don't have the money for ourselves.
Correct.
I have a problem giving money to anybody and not getting some kind of an accounting for it. And I have a real problem with giving money to somebody and then having the little guy come back over and over and over and go, "Hey, I'm not going to tell you where I spent it all, but I need 40 trillion more." Are you joking?
And how can we distract you, useful idiots, to make it easier for a system that was built this way? And this is the thing, nothing is going to change because you guys are so fat and happy and comfortable. You don't give a shit. You're not going to think about this today. You're not going to think about proactive things. And that's what really pisses me off. This is about seriously speaking up. Like, we the people, and everybody forgot that because you have fallen for every bullshit narrative that they have put out for you. The media, pharma, food, big tech, government, all of it. All of it works together. You understand that? It all works together
Oh, yeah.
so that you are dumb and sick and stupid and distracted, and you care about that quick dopamine hit more than you care about what it is to protect our integrity, our future, and our country. You're not
Yeah.
even handling stuff at home right now. And you know how I know? Because I'm watching you guys argue in the comments about a podcaster and a widow. That's how I know that you're not okay at home.
Yeah.
And I'm not signing off on your bullshit anymore. This is not okay. It's not okay. And this isn't about left versus right. This is about attention versus awareness. And you know, everything is a show, you guys. That the Brown University shooting, I wasn't going to talk about this, but I did post about this because this to me, huge red flag. So December 13th, there's a shooting, Brown University in Rhode Island. Gunman opens fire inside the building where, you know, students are studying for finals. Two students killed, nine others seriously wounded. And I don't think that's a joke. I'm not saying that's fake. I'm not saying that's fake. What I am saying is I just don't have a good feeling about what is that it's just a genuine some random shooter. I do think it was intentional. I do think this was very intentional. And this is the thing, I do not believe in coincidence. What really set me off to know that this was a setup, this was again one of those false flag, we're going to do things to push an agenda. Two students have lived through more than one mass shooting in their lifetime. That's not, there's no coincidences. 2019, Mia Tretta, she got shot. physically injured, and you're telling me she's in the shooting too? And the same with 2018, Zoe. There was a shooting in Florida while she was in middle school at Brown again. And you know what they're doing? How do I know about these people? Because they're doing media tours. Are you guys awake now? Like, that's it. Just wake up, okay?
They're doing media tours talking about how we have to have more restrictions on handguns.
Always.
Yep. There's more to that. I don't know if you've heard this part yet, but the part about Ella Cook, one of the victims, they had there's 94% of the people who are at Brown are either liberal or independent. So it's not a conservative school, clearly. 99% of the faculty is liberal, and they're all self-identified this way. There's 11,500 students and faculty on the campus. Out of that, there's 20 kids in the Republican College Republican chapter there.
Wow.
20, that's it. The vice president of that got killed. The vice president of that was the first one to get killed. The second one that got killed was also a member of this conservative group on campus. There's evidence, video evidence now, of who they think the shooter is, tracking this girl to that spot where he opened fire. This was not a random shooting. This was an assassination. This was a targeted kill aiming at conservatives. And it happened to happen at a place where these other two activists happened to be going to school, and they were completely ready to jump on the news media and go talking about it all over the place. Right? And as soon as that all happened, then the story completely died, because then we had another shooting in Australia, the country that has the strictest gun control of like any country anywhere in the world. Yeah, they still allow guns, but they really have the strictest controls. And nobody's talking about what happened down there at the same time that all this stuff's going on in the world, right? But a father and son who are dedicated members of ISIS, they've found out now.
Wow.
Yep. And who have committed themselves to the Islamic State. This is all stuff that ASIO, which is like the Australian Secret Service, or FBI, right? They investigated these two guys before, back in 2019. So there's a record of them having basically identified these guys as far back as 2019. Which means they're tools of the Australian CIA, right? Period. End of story. They're operating with Australian intelligence. There's no way they're not.
Right.
They decide on the first day of Hanukkah, they're going to go and gun down a whole bunch of, Jewish people who are worshiping their holiday in broad daylight. And another Muslim guy decides he's going to run up and stop these shooters.
Yeah.
Now, if you look at all the video of all, it already stinks to high heaven. The entire thing does. But if you look at all the video of this guy running up there, okay, Brandon, this looks like me running up to stop somebody. Okay, I mean, I'm not fleet of foot.
Yeah.
This is not like my 20-year-old son's flying up there with some athletic prowess and overpowering somebody.
Right.
Okay, this is a heavy old guy running. And nobody sees him run up and get this guy. And he somehow, within seconds, disarms this shooter who's a militant ISIS supporter.
Right.
Are you kidding me? Okay. And the final piece that I'm going to throw out there for everybody to consider is that all of the camera angles, all of the little cell phone videos, right, that captured this stuff, there's a ton of footage. So I'm going to ask you, even the way you feel about things, if you're sitting someplace, at a worship service or I don't care, at a movie theater, and somebody decides to open fire, are you running for your life or are you picking up your phone? I'm running for my life. Okay, I'm grabbing my wife. I'm grabbing my kids. I'm making sure I'm between them and the gunman. I'm getting everybody out of there. I'm not turning around to look and video. The people who were taking these videos were either the most fearless young journalists ever in the history of the news, okay? And they put their lives on the line because they're in the shooter's sight line taking these videos, or they were in on it. And we're not worried about getting shot. Because you don't stand at an angle, okay, like I'm sitting here talking to you at an angle, maybe 20 feet away, taking a video of somebody who could very easily go click, boom, and kill you. It doesn't work. It doesn't happen.
Right.
The entire thing is a setup. All of this stuff is a setup. It's not a coincidence that it all happens the way it does. And then, of course, the Prime Minister of Australia comes out and says, well, you know, we've been aware for a very long time of these right-wing extremist groups. The whole time I'm sitting here just going, look, this is horrible. These people got killed, but this is a setup. And here we are today, live on Facebook. They are a Palestinian, big, huge organization of pro-Palestinian people are disrupting the vigil for all the people who were killed.
Oh my gosh.
Yep, they're rioting in the middle of this vigil. So this is an absolute religious assault. This is a spiritual and religious assault on everybody. It's on your ideals, it's on your belief systems. It's, you know, and it's an attack against Christianity and Judaism. They're coming against, you know, Christians and Jews, period. And they're hunting us down now.
Right.
That's the end of the story. And they're getting away with it because we're all paying attention to Candace.
That's it. You guys are useful idiots, and nobody's paying attention. My first instinct, you're talking about this, and I haven't watched a video. I do know it happened, and I think like 15 people died. Lots of people injured. I know that much, and I know it was a Hanukkah celebration. So my first instinct, because I feel like that whatever ISIS gets away with, whatever is happening in Dearborn, when all of these things are happening, they don't work alone. I think they work with all the countries. I think they work with however best they can fit any narrative. So my thing is, did Israel have a hand in this to continue that victim narrative that they always have? I watched it. I watch it. Like, they've manipulated that for a very long time, kind of like anybody who tries to manipulate slavery at this point. You know, like they just try to be a victim for what happened. And I feel like if your guys' instincts and your discernment are weighing heavy on you in these moments, like lean into that. It's not paranoia anymore. It is awareness. And I could be wrong on that. I'm just saying, like, red flag. That's what automatically comes to me, is to say this is what's happening. I know what happened in the States. This again is another, they're gonna continue to try to take our guns for the rest of our lives. Because look what happens in the countries that don't have guns. The bad
Right.
guys always have them, and the good guys can't protect themselves. The world is a stage, and everyone is playing a role, and too many people are being used because you are emotionally invested instead of spiritually anchored. And when you care more about celebrity drama than the truth, and when you are being reactive and instead of just sitting and praying for discernment, that's when fear and panic are the goal, and you're taking the bait every single time. And you're missing the point of the human experience. Like, we are not here to argue in the comment section. We are here to remember who the hell we are and who God created us to be in his potential, to grow closer to him. Spend more time on your Bible than you do fighting strangers online about bullshit. Like, start there. Is the movie of the world entertaining? Absolutely. I laugh at stuff every day. And I will always engage where it matters, like voting or bringing the awareness to you, because policies are what affect our real lives. And I'm not going to pretend this is about Republican versus Democrat. You guys know I voted full ticket Republican this time because those are where my policies are. That could flip any day, and I'll vote Democrat if that's where my policies and values and ethics align. They're the same bird, though. Just different wings. You understand that it is all the same. They're all compromised. And this, it's the machine and the system that had worked for itself to protect itself for a very long time. And we let that happen. We let that happen. You guys have to wake up and start watching for policies that actually matter, and get your house in order. Stay right with God. And yeah, grab the popcorn, right? Because the movie isn't stopping. My problem is that you guys are losing your souls and your minds watching it. I can't imagine how incredible your relationship would be with Christ if you spent as much emotional energy on reading his word as you do arguing with people on the internet, defending your beliefs. I don't have to defend my ethics, and I don't have to defend my beliefs. They are what they are, and what you think of them is not my problem. I don't have to defend that to you. And the fact you're defending people who don't care about you understand no one in the world gives a shit about you. No one. No one cares about you. And I say that with all the love in the world. Because at some point you have to take massive responsibility and care about yourself. Stop falling for the bullshit. And I'm going to be, I can say this forever because social media is not going anywhere. And it's just going to continue to get worse, especially with AI. Like now I'm at the point where I just don't even watch videos anymore because I'm like, what is, it's probably not even real. It's probably not even real. It's just, I am, today, I'm definitely emotionally frustrated with you guys. Emotionally frustrated, because I see your purpose and your potential, and I see the potential of this country and who we could be as a nation. And we're never going to get there because TikTok, because YouTube, because oh my gosh, did you see this video? Because of that, because of this, because of all of this. Like, put down your phone and go outside. Do something.
Go get grounded, get some sun. Some of this.
And if you're in Michigan like me, we think the sun doesn't exist, but I promise it's still there. Just go outside. You're still getting sun energy.
Very, very good points. My thing on this is we still on this show, you and I make a real point of basically just trying to say, open your eyes and question. When these things happen the way they happen, question it. When a huge bill gets passed and nobody covers it. I mean, since when does a gigantic military spending bill, okay, with all sorts of craziness in it, like you've already outlined, since when does that get passed by a Republican, majority, right? And the left-wing liberal media says nothing.
Well, because their slush fund got funded.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's
If
it.
this was just if this was politics and it was all in the up and up, the left wing would be losing their minds about military spending. They're not, because they got what they wanted, and frankly, I'm pretty sure looking at this, and I don't have facts to back this up. This is just a theory, so I'm just going to put on my tinfoil hat and say this, but I'm pretty sure that USAID basically just got refunded with a different name by sending this money to Ukraine so that it can be laundered from there. And that somehow made it through this staunch Republican Congress that everybody thought was going to gatekeep, and help the American people. They're all benefiting from that slush, okay, that's trying to be weeded out. And it's also not a coincidence that in the middle of all of this, Trump says, you know what? I'm calling for term limits for Congress. And that's another whole topic that we can maybe talk about in another show, but it's not an accident that in the middle of all the hullabaloo, he threw a little hand grenade in the middle of it all. I know he's involved in all the deep state stuff, but I still don't understand his role. I'm still questioning every little bit of it. But when I see stuff like that, when they're getting away with everything and the tail is 100% wagging the dog, and then this happens, I kind of go, is he there to, as a false flag, or is he there actually as a disruptor? I don't really know. And so that's another part of our show that I hope people stay tuned to is, I'm searching for what are these people really? Who are they all really? And I'm not just going, oh, I like this guy or I like that lady, so yeah, they're good. I'm questioning everything. And we're watching every little piece, both of us. So I'm with you though. This entire thing right now, especially what's been happening with, Charlie Kirk's widow and Candace, the podcaster. It's like enough. I can't tell you how many posts I saw come across my feed about their 4-hour meeting they had. Who cares about the 4-hour meeting? And yeah, thousands of comments. And you're like, why? Just why?
It's infuriating.
It's disgusting. And it's sad that we as a people are so easily distracted. We literally are like, oh, hey, I'm going to pay attention to this squirrel, and we have no idea what's going on, and we lose it. It's like the whole world has rampant ADD right now for no reason. I don't get
And
it.
it's crazy to me because I'm in these Republican pages and I'm watching these comments and I'm like, this is the side that freaks out when liberals are throwing tantrums. But I'm watching them throw tantrums in comments. So maybe they're not out with blue hair screaming in the street, but they're doing the same exact thing. Like passionately freaking out. And that it just doesn't make sense to me. And you guys all, if you're in politics, you're compromised. Maybe Trump is a disruptor and I can still like these people. Like, I think Vance is funny. I think he's funny, but I also know that his handler, okay, Peter Thiel, he wants elites running the country because he knows they are and he's probably already a part of it. Like, you guys understand there are people behind the scenes. Like, everyone is a puppet. It doesn't matter. Everyone is a puppet and you cannot trust any of them. I voted for Trump because he said a lot of things I agree with. And I like that he throws grenades into conversations. I like that he ruffles feathers. I like that he pisses people off. I'm not even mad about his comment yesterday. I'm really not. I'm not celebrating a death, but I also am not sad. I wasn't like, oh, that's rough. And I didn't feel bad about what he said. Like, people have come at him. He's been shot at. He's been messed with. Let him have his feelings. Who cares? It's not like 2 weeks ago he was wishing death on him, you know? But it's a matter of like you have this hateful rhetoric. You're part of the problem. And this guy was part of the problem. Continuing this narrative of hate, continue the division, no common sense. And what happens when you are such an angry, miserable person and you're affecting the world like that? You think your kids are going to be productive members of society? It's mental manipulation, and people can only take so much. And I'm not defending by any means. I'm not defending the kid's off his rocker, but look at his parents. Did he have a chance? Mental illness is real. And if you have so much hate, I mean, this guy literally said, I'm too bad the shooter missed when it came to Trump's assassination. There's receipts on that. You guys can go look at the internet proof of everything, the fact that he did wish death on our president. I'm not even mad about the feel. I'm not mad. Let him have his feelings. Do I agree with everything he says? No, but I'm also not going to get emotionally invested and crucify him for what he said. Because actually, was he wrong about any of it? Like, was he off base? I don't know. I don't know.
I'm with you, and I'm also, I guess I have my own feelings on that sort of thing, because I equated with the Charlie Kirk thing, right? Only because I heard so much about how the chickens came home to roost, and stuff like that when it was Charlie. But by the same token, I was sitting there going, look, if you're a teacher and you're saying this stuff, okay, you influence children, then yeah, I have a problem with that. But I also am not a part of cancel culture. I don't believe in cancel culture. I don't believe that just because a whole bunch of people get online and try to, cancel you out, that you should lose your life and lose your livelihood. I've never agreed with cancel culture. I've never thought it was an okay thing. I've always believed in the rule of law. And so even if I really think that what a teacher said was distasteful about Charlie Kirk, by the same token, if they're not violating their contract with the school, then I don't think that you have a right to fire them over it. But that's just how I feel about it. Okay, and that's because right now I'm really concerned about the rule of law in our country. The rule of law has been overtaken by, feelings. And that's wrong. Just absolutely wrong. You can't run a society that way. As far as what Trump said about I can't think of the guy's name now. The guy who got murdered.
Wiener, they call him Wiener or something. I
Yeah. It's just, oh yeah, Rob Reiner. He's been he created some of the movies that we all laughed at when we were younger, and that's great. But he's also been on, Bill Maher for the last, 10 years, shouting things that make absolutely no sense and howling at the moon. So, he's had his own issues for sure. I haven't been a fan. He has a son who's trans or a daughter who's trans. I'm not sure which way the trans is going. And he and his wife totally supported it and got the kid all completely hopped up on hormones, never treated the mental illness, and then look what happens. So anybody who says Charlie Kirk is a chickens came home to roost moment, well, so is this. And or if or neither is. Neither one is unfortunate. But for the president to have said what he said, I was like, okay, I understand he's throwing this out there and he has every right in the world to his feelings, but either it was just really stupid, for him to say it, or it was intentional and it's another false flag.
Everything's
Because right now, if you turn on any in 5 minutes, they're going to be talking about what the president said about Rob Reiner. Not only that, but now you have Republicans who have been giving Trump a hard time, on the Hill, who are saying, "Don't tell me you support this just because you support President Trump." And now they're having a huge issue with what that one comment he made on Twitter. We're not having an issue with all the other voting stuff, right? We're not having an issue with all the rest of the agenda laying on the floor. We're not having an issue with the
We just
billions of dollars we can't find.
exactly.
So it's one more, hey, look over here while this hand's doing something different. And I honestly, it's more distraction
More
to me.
distraction. So now you guys can go do some homework. Do some homework and figure out what's going on behind his post because nothing's an accident. Everything is intentional, everything's strategic. Nothing is just like by chance. It's not, and there's no coincidences, okay? You're being played. We're being used. We have been making politicians rich for hundreds of years, 100 years at least. That's our job. We keep them rich, and they play with your money, they play with your health, they play with your mind, they play with your emotions, and they laugh at you the whole way. That's it. And if I was the devil, that's exactly how I'd play it. I would be like, man, this world is so stupid. He's loving it. Like, even the devil doesn't respect you guys. You know that, right? Like, you know that he looks at you like you're scum because you're such an idiot. Like, the distraction, he loves it every single time, and he's grossed out. I'm sure he's grossed out. And that's it. It's a spiritual battle, and he wins every time you're emotionally invested. And I have Listen Bitch podcast, and I'm doing a podcast today about potential. And I'm thinking about that today, and I'm thinking about like what that really means and kind of how I fell into my calling. Not just potential, but like a passion. What is passionate in your life? And something I've always been passionate about is, and it's a mirror image, is watching people waste their potential. I did it for so long. I missed the whole chance of how many years I could have spent, not only just raising my older kids really through the Bible and with Christ. I was just ignorant. I thought believing in God was enough. Knowing Jesus died for us was enough. It's not enough. You have to read the Bible and you have to get involved. And that right there is why I get passionate and I get so pissed off at you guys because I see you wasting your potential. Your human experience is going to suck if you continue to let this run your life. If you continue to let everybody's beef on social media be something that emotionally involves you. I go to the movies. I'm all for entertainment, but it is not 24 hours a day. Am I scrolling through comments and engaging and reacting? Plus, I don't want to get in trouble with Rory because he's going to say, bless, block, delete, bless, block, delete, bless, block, delete. That's what you need to be doing. If you see a post about Candace, bless, block, delete. If you see a post about Erica Kirk, bless, block, delete. Whatever that is. Brandon, I see you post clips. Yeah, because I watch the movies. I'm just telling you about a good movie. I like this character. I like Vance as a character. They molded him up to be a really funny guy. I love someone who can laugh at his own jokes. If I'm going to be stuck watching this movie for the rest of my life, at least let me have people that are entertaining me. I'll never take it serious. He's working someone else's agenda. It's not like we're going to ever get a politician that is working for the people. It's their agenda and their handler's agenda and the agenda above that. Finding your passion is very important, and mine is to help you guys get into your potential. And I'm just saying, this is not it. And I am disappointed and upset with you because you're wasting time that you can't get back. I can't go back and re-raise my kids on scripture. I can't do it. But I can start now, and I can start backing up real life with every word that God has said. So how this is how you not let it doesn't get heavy, because I know the ending of the story, you guys. It's a spiritual battle and God wins. And you'll never know him if this is you all day. You're never going to know him, and he's never going to know you. And that's a problem. Because if you're like this all day long, you're not in your potential. Not even close.
Well, I love that. You want to just close out quick because that was a great close up.
Yeah.
Only thing I want to add to that, and it's short, is in every story you've ever heard about the devil manipulating somebody, whether it's the devil went down to Georgia, right, or he makes a deal for your soul or whatever it is, the devil needs you to participate. He needs you to engage. He needs you to react. He needs you to take the bait, or it doesn't work. If you don't buy in to whatever it is he's selling, then he can't accomplish his goals. He can't get you. He cannot enact all of the evil he's trying to enact. He can't take you down if you simply don't react, if you don't interact, if you don't respond. And so that is, I know you say it kind of tongue in cheek because I'm always saying that, but the biggest thing that I want to tell people is bless, block, and delete. And that doesn't mean don't ever look at a post. I mean, hey, we all have to create content on social media in order to, promote our podcasts and to, sell whatever it is we're selling. I mean, it's a lifeline. It's economy. So make your posts, right? Read the posts and laugh at them or feel a certain way. But don't engage with the negative. If you see something that makes you laugh and you want to leave a comment, go for it. Cool. Don't engage with the negative. Don't engage with the negative. Don't engage with the attack. And when the spiritual warfare comes your way and you're being attacked, bless, block, delete, get it out of there. And that's it.
And that's it. That's a great ending. Love you guys. We'll see you Thursday.